The first thing I would like to mention, why God created us and what we were created for.
到底神造人的目的是什么呢?
God had a wonderful purpose for man.
那神对人是有很棒的心意的。
Although something happened and it seemed like a change, yet God had another plan for man.
神的原本的计划呢,到个地步呢,要改行程,所以又另外一个计划又开始。
In reality, God made man first for his pleasure.
当然神造人是为了能够让他心里很喜悦。
It's really all about love.
那什么叫让他喜悦,就是关于啊,他爱我们,我们爱他。
God's love toward man and man returning that love to him.
也就是神爱人,然后我们就回报我们的爱。
But now let's go back and look over the plan of God.
那我们回顾一下神的计划。
First, we must go back to the garden.
回到伊甸园的时候。
Every day, God came and met these two that he created in his image and breathed into him, them eternal life.
我们很清楚在伊甸园的时候神就按着他就是父子圣灵的形象然后就吹了一口气。
He came to them with relationship.
所以呢他造的人是跟他有关系的。
He came to them with companionship.
就好像彼此是一个陪伴一样。
And we see they also came with fellowship.
而且彼此有很亲密的这种交往。
He loved to meet with them. He loved to talk with them. He loved to have this special time every day.
换句话说呢每一天在特别的时候他就要来跟他们谈话。然后跟他们有很好的交通。
And it was a joy to all three of them.
那这种情况下面的话我们晓得说的这个是大家都会很喜悦的。
So we see something happen.
但是事情发生了。
And we recognize what happened was man out of disobedience broke that relationship.
因着人的不顺服而斩断了这个彼此的关系。
And you might say, well, why did God allow that?
那为什么神容许人这样做呢?
Now, I don't know the mind of God, but what I would see through the word of God, he still has in his heart that he wants a people that love him and obey him and that he can spend all of eternity with.
或许我没有办法能够很完善的去解释为什么神容许我们继续的跟他有这种关系但是我知道因为神爱我们所以他这个关系呢是他要的而且是他要继续去计划的。
And we see that in the Old Testament, in the garden, of course, he was there with them. In the Old Testament, we see in Deuteronomy 11th chapter, and it comes to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, what I command you this day,to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul is a pleasure to God.
所以在旧约的时候借着摩西呢跟我们写下了这段话生命记十一章十三节你们若留意听从今日所吩咐的诫命爱耶和华你们的神尽心尽信侍奉他。
So after they were cast out of the garden,
当他们被赶出去之后
and then we see Adam and Eve had their sons, and they had their sons, and they had their sons, and history began to move for mankind.
他们就一代一代的传下去了，然后历史也在进行。
And so we see when he found his chosen man, Moses, this is what he told Moses.
那这句话是他选上了摩西而且托给他写下来的。
But we recognize from the very beginning, God expected man to be obedient to him.
所以我们可以回溯到这个伊甸园的时候神的造人呢是要我们听他的话的。
But above all, in obedience, we must be obedient, but he wanted man's love.
那之所以他要我们顺从他的话是因为他要想要让我们去爱他。
Not to do it out of fear.
不是因为惧怕爱他。
Not because we felt like we had to or something's going to happen to us, no. He wants us to serve him out of love because that gives him pleasure.
神爱要的是什么呢？是我们甘心情愿的去爱他，听他的话，这样的话就取讨他的喜悦了。
When we even get into the New Testament, it hasn't changed.
到新约还是一样没有改变。
First John 4, we see in verses 10 and 11, herein is love.
那刚才我补了一个经节哈，在约翰一书第四章第十跟十一节。
Not that we love God, but that he loves us.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
And he sent his son to be the perpetuation for our sins.
差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And then we see John said, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
所以这里呢，又再次的解释说，这个就是爱。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
So the driving motive of God is his love for us.
所以从起初的神那个初衷啊，我们的初衷，一直到这个就是在快两千年这个时候啊，还是一样。
And Jesus said this too in the New Testament.
那耶稣也曾经说过。
In Matthew 22:37.
我们有这个经节，马太福音第22章37节，耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
He said in other words, he's telling us that the Father expects that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
所以呢，等于说呢，神在期待我们是这样来爱他。
That's with your affections.
这是我们对他的一个爱的一个情意表达。
With all thy soul, that's with our mind.
你的心，你的性。
Which is with all thy mind.
你的心思。
Jesus emphasizes God's pleasure comes from man's love.
所以等于你的全人啊，心性意啊，那。他就是期待我们有这样子来爱他。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
That this is part of the thing that gives God such wonderful pleasure is you?
当你这样的时候，你知道带给神那个心里面多么的喜悦吗?
But there's another step. There's going to be another age.
那再往后的时间来谈的话，
And that's called millennial.
到时候就千禧年了。
Now the millennial is going to come after the tribulation.
这个是在这个患难期之后会发生的。
God promised it to Isaiah.
那以赛亚曾经这样子预言道。
He promised it to David. He said, David, one day your people's going to rule.
神借着以赛亚这样子预告说呢，大卫这个王座呢，王位呢要继续，而且要来管这个国家。
But that day isn't going to come until after the tribulation.
那这个一定要到患难期之后才会来。
And then God is going to make over the earth anew.
那这个时候就有新的整个就是一个翻新的一个情况了。
Because if you know anything about the tribulation, there wasn't much left of it.
那个我们知道前面那个患难期是让我们非常觉得很可怕的哈。
But there we're going to see it's going to be a place that's going to be full of peace, full of worshiping God.
在那里就是充满着一切都很和谐平安 而且会敬拜神。
Where Jesus is going to rule.
那个时候耶稣就是这个王了。
And there's so many beautiful things in there. Still, all of it is love that God has toward us.
那这个在显示什么呢？整个那种气氛在彰显说，我们跟神之间是有爱的彼此的这个互动的。
So we see, believe it or not, that our first reason why God made us was for His pleasure.
不管你认不认同或者相不相信哈，神首先要造我们的一个很起初的初衷就是。他真的是爱我们，而且要让我来满足他的这个喜悦。
Now let us look at the steps of it.
那我们来看看这个怎么样能够成就呢？
He made us all. We were all created.
每一个人都是神所造的。
He said this.
他这样讲。
Before you ever entered the womb of your mother.
在你还没有在母亲的肚里成型的时候。
He knew you.
他已经认识你。
He knows us. He knows us.
他认识我们每一个人。
Everything about us.
不管我们的哪一个层面他都认识。
Even to every hair on our head, the word of God says.
圣经说连我们的头发他都数过。
We were born, but we were born into a very cruel world.
但是问题是我们这个出生呢是进到一个非常残败的或者是很冷酷的一个世界。
See, because of the sin in the garden, we were born dead spiritually.
那另外一个情况就是我们生出来是从罪中生出来，灵是死的。
That spirit of God that dwelled in Adam and Eve, he left them.
自从犯罪后呢，这个在亚当夏娃里面那个灵就已经离开他们了。
So our life began, we came from, our life began, we were a people that was without God.
所以我们的出生的时候的起头是根本都没有神的。
Coming from all kinds of different homes, different kinds of parenting,
不管什么背景，不同的
different
亲子关系
customs,
不同的文化传统。
But we were not born loving God.
没有一个人生出来就会自然爱神的。
I don't know when you heard about Jesus.
我不晓得你什么时候听到耶稣的名字。
To me, I was very, very young.
我是很小的时候。
To you, you may have been in your 30s.
或许你已经在成年之后了，二三十岁的时候了。
But when we began to hear about God,
但是当我们听到神的名字的时候，
for many of us, something began to happen to us.
那有的人就很快心里有了变化。
We began to wonder about it the more we heard about it.
我们听了，然后我们心里也在思想说这个是什么呢？
And then there came a hunger.
接下来你可能会渴慕。
And the more you hungered about it, the more you wanted to know him.
那你越渴慕就越想要更进一步的了解。
And every one of us, in a very different way, found forgiveness at the cross.
我们借着各种不同的体验，但是我们有同样一个过程，就是我们从耶稣的十字架上面呢，得到完全的被赦免。
Only eternity will ever be able to tell you what a wonderful thing happened to you.
那是因为我们进入这个永生，才能够让我们真的能够了解说这个是多么奇妙的事情。
We went from death to life.
从死到活。
We went from hell to heaven.
从地狱到天堂。
So when God forgave you of your sin, my darlings, it was because he loved you and he did something marvelous for you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？之所以我们得救，是因为神对我们那长阔高深的爱。
That spirit of God became alive in us.
所以呢，那个神一起初吹的那个灵呢，那个一口气呢，就在我们的心里面，在我们的生命里面了。
Our spiritual eyes began to be open.
我们的这个属灵的眼光开始被打开。
Our thoughts, our minds were enlightened to something very different.
我们的这个心思，我们的眼界都不一样了。
And now we had a different relationship with God.
所以我们也开始跟神建立了关系。
Before this, God was a creator. God was God. But now he becomes Father.
那我们从他有一位神创造的天地到我认他为父亲。
Now Jesus called it being born again.
那在这里耶稣用一个我们重生了，再生一次了。
Not a bodily birth, but a spiritual birth.
在提的不是从人意识的那个身体方面，而是我们的这个灵魂的这个重生。
But Paul lets us know we were born as babes in Christ.
那保罗也提醒我们说，当我们重生之后呢，我们是一个婴孩。
Had a new experience, a new life. We were just little babes in Christ.
那我们都很新鲜的哈，到这个属灵的这样的一个领域的时候，我们就是一个主里面基督里面的一个婴孩。
Of course, each one of us enjoyed him differently, but there was that peace, that freedom, that lifting of the burden from your heart, and it was like little babies enjoying a new life.
当然我们的每个人特性不一样，所以我们对神的这种享受呢也有不同的这种表达，但是不管怎么样，相同的是我们已经是成为神的儿女，这是真的。
And the Bible teaches you, you know, we began just like a little baby in our growth in our spiritual life.
那我们就像一个婴儿一样要长大，属灵的长大。
We first began crawling.
就像孩子的话，婴儿的话，他们是要先学爬。
We learned to walk.
然后呢，就走路。
We began to run.
然后也开始跑了。
So we see in our spiritual life, as we would allow, God helped us to grow in the spiritual things.
所以等于说呢, 爱我们这个神呢, 我们的父亲呢, 他就容许我们一步一步的在学习成长。
We began to learn the Bible, marvelous thoughts and understandings that we began to get hold of.
从神的话语, 我们也在, 学习, 在装备, 在成长, 然后不但学, 而且呢, 会把它放到我们的心里面来, 好像我们就持守住了。
And we really learned about this something inside of us, this love. There's something between God and us that was never there before.
那我们一定会体验到这种神让我们重生, 这样的一个心呢, 是以前从来没有的, 就我们在讲说好像以前是空的, 现在是充满着。
And we learned that he really cared for us.
然后我们也会体验到说他真的是很关注我。
Now let me tell you how we learned this.
那我们是怎么学来的呢?
From his letters, his love letters.
一定是从他的 话语，那我们称为圣经是他的爱的书信。
You see, that's why the word of God is so important to us.
那就是告诉我们说神的话语是那么的重要。
You know, a lot of times if we're not careful, as we live for the Lord, we allow these things to sort of get in the back. We have all these other things we want to do. We neglect God's word.
如果我们没有专注在神对我们的 这样的一个表达的话, 我们很容易就会被我们四周围这个世界, 就是我们那个原来那个肉体的这样的一个世界呢, 会把我们引开我们的注意力。
And Paul knew that. He said some never get past the baby age.
那保罗 深深地了解到说, 有些基督徒呢, 好像就是长不大, 就是留在那个婴儿, 那样的一个阶段。
So this is one of the things we have to realize. But as we began to read, as we began to study, as we began to be obedient to his voice,
我们开始去学习他的话语之后呢, 我们也会在, 练习怎么样去顺服, 知道怎么做。
He placed eternity in our hearts.
我们的心里面是有永生的确据了。
Because we're no longer scared of death, because there's heaven.
那你怎么知道呢? 因为你不再惧怕死亡, 因为我们知道我们的, 终究最后呢, 是在天堂里。
And we find this more and more as we study, as we read the Bible, as we see him talking about it. All of these things are enriching us. It's like vitamins to us.
这些都是从神的话语, 那个爱的书信, 然后他的圣经和 他的话语, 然后呢, 就一次一次的, 一直的, 在建造我们, 然后我们就很确定, 就是这样子, 所以我们不惧怕了。
And we also began to learn what did not please him.
然后慢慢你也会意识到说, 我如果没有让他喜悦的时候, 不讨喜悦的是什么一回事。
And we began to recognize there was something in us that at times did not want to listen.
我们也意识到我们不是那么容易去顺服的。
And there were temptations that we sometimes fell under.
有时候我们也会掉入试探。
We began to learn that this was a battle.
所以呢, 我们就开始, 意识到说原来我们要打仗的,
we had a true enemy.
我们是有真正的仇敌。
One that wants to kill and destroy.
那个仇敌是要置我们于死地不可的,
He uses three things on us.
他用三个,
He uses the world.
那用世界,
He uses ourself.
借着我们自己的血气。
And he is also the enemy. So we have to be very careful.
那他自己本身就是一个魔君, 就是一个, 有权力的魔君, 所以这三个都会, 很伤害我们。
We read these in God's word, we become more obedient, or many times we may lack and become stumbling and stumble and stumble.
所以我们一面在学习, 一面在, 体验怎么样来顺服, 在操练顺服, 但是偶尔呢, 我们会半跌, 我们会跌倒。
But this isn't growing.
那这个呢, isn't or is?
Isn't grow. This is the way we grow.
哦, 这个就是我们成长的过程。
God understands man.
那神太了解人了。
Jesus said, you know, they're dust.
那耶稣也说过我们不过是尘土所造。
He knows our weakness.
他知道我们的软弱在哪里。
But he never makes excuses for it.
但是即使他了解我们, 他也不会容许我们。 就是这样子。
Because he said, if you will follow the Spirit of God,
因为, 圣经告诉我们说, 如果我们顺服圣灵,
and the Word of God,
神的话语,
and the obedience in God,
顺服神的心意,
he will grow us and may, we'll become more strong And as we go on, we get stronger and stronger.
我们才会越来越刚强。
But you know, we hear often that we must do this, God wants us to do this, God wants us to do that, and he does.
那有时候我们会整个方向就放在说我应该做这个应该做那个。
Because his desire is to spread his love out across the world as far as we can.
是的，当然这个也是他的心意，他希望我们能够去能够去传扬他给我们的这样的美德跟爱。
And we call it the Great Commission.
那我们称作我们有一个大使命要去行使。
But you know, that wasn't the greatest commission.
但是呢，我要跟你说，那不是最伟大的使命。
Our first great commission was to know that he is.
那我们最大的使命是什么？是认识他是神。
And that God is a rewarder of those that believe and trust in him.
而且确定说神要赏赐给那寻求他的人。
That's our first commission.
这是我们每一个人的第一个要学习到的。
That's the heart of it.
这是我们的最难的部分。
We'll understand that a little later, I want to talk about it.
那待会我们再来解释。
You know, we realize there's something else he talked about, and that was having communion with him.
那我们知道神很喜欢我们跟他有这种就是像一个交谊。
When our faith recognizes that he is there.
那我们的信心让我们确信说他就在这里。
And we learn the words that he has in the Bible.
那我们也从他给我们的圣经来听到他的话语。
We will do and become what he is trying to mold us into.
那因着我们的有他的这个话语的一个好像做我们的一个标准原则，我们就慢慢的被神来塑造我们。
Remember the last time I told you about that teapot that he molded and all those different things he had to take it through.
上次我们提到这个一个很漂亮的一个瓷壶茶壶是怎么被塑造的，上次这个就是一个过程。
We see he molds us in our lives.
我们刚才听到说呢，他在磨造我们，他在塑造我们，那是塑造我们成为他要我们有的生命。
Now we understand that because of God is the only way we know what love is.
那因为有神的话语还有这些体验呢，我们才知道什么叫神爱我们。
You see, the pure love is the love that God gives us.
那所谓的这个清洁的爱就是一个很纯的爱呢，就是因为从神来神圣的爱。
And he wants us to love him with a pure love.
那当然这种神圣的爱也要我们回应给他的也是神圣的爱。
You see, he doesn't really need us, but we need him.
不要以为神很需要我们，其实是我们需要他。
It was only that he wanted a people that he could love and would love him.
那但是呢，他的心意就是要我们他爱我们，全然的爱我们，我们要全然的、全心的爱他。
Sometimes I think about that.
有时候我在思想这件事情。
He has a host of angels of all kinds.
他有多少千千万的天使在他的四周围。
And I'm sure he loves them. He made them separately. Each one of these he created.
那这些都是属于神的。
And they can, and they're so powerful, and those that are with him are so powerful and so wonderful.
是他造的，而且呢，这些天使有他们很大的这种神给他们的能力。
So you, I wonder, why did God want us?
那为什么神要我们呢？一说为什么神要爱我们呢？
Because he wanted a family.
因为他要家人。
He wanted children.
他要儿女。
Made in his image.
是由他的形象而出的。
That would love him.
而且是爱他的。
Because they wanted to.
因为神就是要这样。
To me, that's so beautiful.
这个很美。
And to think that he loved you and me enough to allow us to hear the gospel so that we could be one of his children.
你看一路来，你怎么听到福音，怎么样进入神的家中，然后怎么样在成长？你可以想象这样的爱是用心良苦的哈。
And so what? And so therefore, it is our what shall I say? Our joy to be able to love him back, and we call this worship.
那因为这样呢，我们就会回应我们对他的爱。那么这种爱呢，是可以享受的，我们是可以以神为乐的哈。 啊，那这这个以神为乐这个享受呢，就叫做敬拜他。
Yes, because you see, He is God.
他是神。
He's powerful.
他是全能的神。
As Jesus will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
然后我们的救主是万王之王，万主之主。
So even though we are children,
即使我们是为儿女。
There is a sense that we worship him.
我们还是有一个啊、那种尊高，还有我们是啊、卑微的哈，所以我们还是要崇拜他，要敬拜他。
And so that becomes a sweet time of communion between us.
这种敬拜呢，成为一种很甜美的彼此的交谊。
We show our admiration and our love.
我们对他的那种尊荣，还有我们的爱。
And we show him our devotion.
那我们对他的一种啊委身。
And this is the way we show him that we care for him.
那这样的话也在表达说我真的是很在意我的神。
You know, when we're Sunday mornings or whenever you're together and we sing together and oh, the joy of hearing God's children singing these songs and our many times he comes and blesses us. This is a beautiful thing that the world knows nothing about.
当我们、这个主内的家人聚在一起哈，然后特别是在主日的时候，然后我们一起在那里、用心的哈心灵来承载敬拜他的时候，这是外界的人不能理解的。
Now how do we love God back?
那我们如何来回应神的爱呢？
We talked about worshiping.We talked about reading his word.
刚才我讲到说我们敬拜他、然后我们也谈到说我们要去在意他的话语，要去读他的话语。
And all of these are wonderful.
那这些当然都是对的，很好。
But you know that hundreds of thousands of people worship him. They read his word. But you know what? They don't truly believe in him.
但是问题是我发现有很多所谓的基督徒也在敬拜他，也在读圣经，可是心里面却没有真的信他，信靠他。
Oh yes, they have an intellectual belief.
那大概就是一个属于这个知识性的。
Because from the time they were babies, they were taught this, and many of them went to churches and things, and they were taught these things.
有的人是文化性的，就是家族来的一种传统。
But they never were really born again.
但是没有经过重生。
Now we know we were born again because, of course, his spirit bears witness with it.
那我们这些重生的人呢，我们心里面是确定的，因为圣灵跟我们的心同证，我们是他的儿女。
But you know, there's only one way to please God.
唯一可以让神的心喜悦的。
And Paul tells us this in Hebrews
1:6. 啊，希伯来书第十一章的第六节。
But without faith,It is impossible to please him.
人非有信是不能得神的喜悦的。
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
那人要信有神。
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
而且要相信他赏赐给那寻求他的人。
Now, you're saying, what do you mean, Sister Schwartz?
那什么意思呢？
Faith is when we truly believe that he is.
那真正的信心，刚才他提到有些人呢，他、他们可能是一个习惯性的，问题是他没有真的相信他。那真的相信是第一个，你要相信有这一位神，神是怎么样的神。
There is something different about just hearing about him.
听到神的名字跟你相信神是不一样的。
Just knowing he's a good man.
你知道说、耶稣是个好人。
Jesus was a good man.Knowing that God is somebody way out there, you know.
那就是一个你知识性的了解。
No, faith is when there's something in our hearts
在信心是在心里面的
that knows
是确定的
that he is
真的是知道他就是存在的。
But it doesn't stop there.
那不是只有这样而已。
He goes on to tell us and knows that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
而且确信他是会赏赐给那真的诚心寻求他的人。
Faith is true believing in God.
真正的相信他。
And this is the one. Faith is truly trusting.
那所谓的寻求他就说我信，我不但信他，而且我还靠他。
Trusting in the sunshine.
比如说呢、 在你的很阳光的时候，你信靠他。
在
风暴的时候，我也信靠他。
Trusting in the dark times.
在黑暗的时候，我也信靠他。
Trusting when we don't understand.
当你不理解的时候，你也信靠他。
So you see, there's something very vital and real about knowing that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
所以对于这一句哈，希伯来书第十一章第六节这一句整句的经节的话是很。很确定很真实的。
I just want to go over a few examples of
那我要给大家几个
to let you know that there is some examples to let us know some men that really trusted God.
我们来看一下圣经里面一些过去的人物怎么样让我们啊看到他们在信靠神。
We see Daniel, who was taken into captivity.
比如说但以理他被俘虏。
He was challenged by the government there to become part of them, just like them.
他要成为这个异国的一个哲士，一个术士的话，这是很大的挑战。
And to eat what they ate through the idols.
首先呢，吃东西就是一个挑战。
But we see Daniel said no.
因为他们会吃祭拜偶像的东西，但你马上就拒绝了。
You know the testing and all about what happened there, but Daniel was obedient to God.
所以你就发现但以理的这个顺服。他的心里面这个神呢 就发生了什么事情我们都知道。
I think one of the beautiful relationships was David.
那大卫跟神的关系也是很亲近的。
He learned to know God out in the fields at night when he looked up at the stars, hundreds of stars up there, and something in his heart knew that there was God.The one who made it.
他如何信任神，如何知道神，相信他是从那个星空，那些很多很多星星在一闪一亮的时候呢，他就确信神是在那里的。
He recognized the creative power of God.
从那里他就体会到说神的创造的大能。
He recognized the abilities God gave him even when he killed the giant.
那即使呢在他碰到巨人的时候或仇敌的时候呢，他也知道是神帮助他。
And toward the end of his life, he loved God so much, he said, God, I want to give you a building to be in instead of just the tent.
所以他对神爱到的地步呢，他说，
He wanted the temple.
我不能让神只有在那个帐幕里面，哈，在会幕里面，我要帮神建一个圣殿。
You see, these were men that really got hold of God.
所以他跟神的关系是很真实的。
Believing in God.
他信神。
David's life was stormy at times.
那我们知道在大卫的人生当中是有很多起起伏伏的过程。
Now when it comes to a stormy life, that was Paul.
如果谈到这个风暴的话，那保罗是最经典的了。
Mrs. She sort of smiles at me because she says I seem to like Paul's all of his problems.
我常听玛丽说，保罗的被打多少次怎么样？
Let me,
我说你又要谈他了。
Let me tell you, this was a proud Pharisee.
那我跟你讲，保罗说我是以他为荣的。
He went to one man band that said, "I'll kill the Christians."
那首先他本来是一个要杀死全部的基督徒的人。
Oh, but the thing I love was the love of God that knocked him down on the road, made him blind, and helped him be able to see.
因着神的爱，然后呢，去面对保罗，使他就整个匍匐下来，眼睛也盲了，外表的眼睛盲了，里面开了，完全改变了。
Sometime read 11th Corinthians, 2nd Corinthians 11th verse, and from the 23rd on, it tells about.His problems.
如果你去看你的哥林多后书十一章二十三节以后的话，你就看到他为了爱神的缘故，成为基督的仆人，然后经受多少的这个难处跟风暴。
He said, "In labor more abundant, but I say you, but he shows us that you gave him strength."
那即使呢，他受很多的苦，但是他也经历了神给他力量。
In prison more frequent.But he could say, but you gave us a song.
即使多下监牢呢，但是呢，他也是一样可以唱歌。
I faced death often, but he knew that to be absent from the body was to be present with Jesus.
即使呢，就好像死了，但是呢，他可以在那个当中去经历到跟神还跟主还是面对面。
Five times was he beaten.But I believe he remembered how Jesus was beaten for his sins.
那被打了好几次哈，鞭打五次，还有呢，还有有三次，一次是要四十减去一下，三十九下的哈。
He said, I was in shipwreck. I was in peril.
船难.
I was in peril of robbery. I was in peril of my countrymen.
而且呢, 啊, 要远行也被强盗抢, 很危险.
But God watched over him in all these
那么这些呢,
things.
都好像就是牧者陪着他经过这个死荫的幽谷一样.
So we see, you know, God really, we see that in the midst of it, when you grasp hold of true faith,
那如果我们真的对神有信心,
God can take you through almost anything.
不管任何的危难, 他都可以把你带出来。
Now, I'm sure that when Paul was being stoned, he wasn't there shouting glory.
那当然我不是说当, 啊, 保罗被石头打的时候, 他在那边说, 哦, 很好, 很棒, 不是这个意思。
I'm sure that when he was being beat those five times,
那五次的被打,
he wasn't full of joy.
He
knew what terrible pain
was.
He knew what it was to go, no doubt, even through doubts at times.
那有时候呢, 啊, 未免心里面会有一些疑惑, 就是不是那么让我们想说, 哦, 他会在那边, 啊, 赞美啊, 或者在那边觉得很高兴, 不是这样子的。
But you know, he made up his mind, all believed God.
但是, 经历了这些呢, 我们只能用一个结论来说, 保罗是真的信了神了。
You know, there was another man that I admire, and that was Abraham.
那另外一个就是亚伯拉罕, 我也很敬佩他。
He waited 99 years to have this son God promised.
好不容易 99岁的时候, 才被应许要有一个儿子。
He had, of course, he had one by the maid, but this was the son God gave to him.
是神应许给他的亲生的儿子。
And the son, I don't know how old he was. Some said he was in his teen, or some thought he was young. Some thought he may have even been 30 years old.
这件事情发生的时候, 到底儿子有多大了,
I'm talking about the son.
各种说法不一样, 十几岁或二十几岁。
Now listen to this. God said one day to him, get your donkey, get your sacrifice, or get your things ready. I want you to go to the mountain and sacrifice your son.
那神有一天就告知他说，亚伯拉罕，带你的儿子到山上去献祭给我。
Now, don't you think that wasn't something?
那这个可不是件小事情。
He could have made excuses.
他也可以有一种理由。
He could have said, God, that's what the heathens do. We don't do that.
首先呢，他可以说这个信。 真实的人不做这件事，不会把人献上去的。
No, what did Abraham do?
只有拜偶像才会这样。He
rose up early in the morning.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕二话不说，he
got his donkey all saddled up.
驴子准备好了。He
took two other men with him, young men with him, and Isaac.
带了他的仆人。
And off they went.
还有儿子就去了，准备好就去了。
They came to the mountain. He left the two, and the two of them went up the mountain.
单独的带着儿子上山去。
I don't know if Isaac was getting suspicious or not.
我不晓得在这个一路上儿子心里面有没有多想。
Because they had everything but the sacrifice.
因为他一直在想，他有问说，那我们的那个牲畜在哪里呢？
When they got up there, they built the altar.
爸爸就把这个祭坛都弄好了。
And then Abraham had to turn to Isaac and said, Isaac, God wants me to sacrifice you.
无疑的。 亚伯拉罕这个老爸爸需要面对他的儿子跟他说，上帝要献，要我献的是你。
We see how he bound him on the altar.
那我们看到他怎么样来，要准备要献这个祭。
And how he got ready and had the knife and was ready to stick it into him when God stopped him.
到了最后一秒钟，他把刀子举起来的时候，神就阻止他了。
And God said to Abraham,
神对他说，神。 几乎是在对亚伯拉罕，他没有跟他说，但是呢，几乎是在对亚伯拉罕说呢，亚伯拉罕，你做的就是我以后要做的，因为我把我的独生爱子也是一样要来赎。Now
the other thing he's teaching us is that we have to love each other.
那之后呢，我们也看到，我们除了爱神以外，有一个。 另外一个一样的是一个那个诫命，就是我们要爱人如己。Love
for God's children is very emphatic in His words.
那爱神这个是很必要的。
A richer love that grows from a lifetime of growing in our own love, and we begin to love God's children.
好，他在现在念的是啊，那个哥罗西书第二章哈。我愿意你们晓得，为你们啊和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力。到第二节，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。在这个当中有爱，要有一个结果是我们的心得到安慰，而且爱心互相联络。Yes,
you see, God wants us to love one another.
因为神要我们彼此相爱。
Sometimes I think you like to say, "But Lord, you don't know about the others."
那或许你会跟神嘀咕说，但是你不知道那个人多难去爱他。
We all have some funny ways.
每个人都有他不同的啊。
Sometimes it's not always easy.
啊，每个人都有他不可爱的地方，不容易的。
But let me tell you something, friends.
但是我要告诉你。
We really love our earthly brothers and sisters.
我们不是也爱我们自己的家里的啊兄弟姐妹吗？
You come from one mother and father.
同样是从父母出来。
You spend many years together loving one another.
一起长大，一起在生活在一起。
But do you know what? If they're not children of God, the grave is the end.
那这些啊，就是地上的这个啊血亲呢，我们的亲人的话，到了坟墓就没了。
Those relationships, it's all your life you've known, ends at the grave.
不管几年，我们的关系就到坟墓为止了。
But do you know your brothers and sisters in Christ?
但是在基督里的家人呢，弟兄姐妹呢
？Just look around at them.
好好的四周围看一下，特别看着那一些不可爱的人。
We're going to live together eternally.
我们可是要永远的聚在一起的。
That's why we have to learn and understand and care for.
所以要趁现在要学习怎么样去爱对方。
There needs to knit together among God's children a love.
那我们必须要交织在一起，因着神的爱。
We have to cultivate that.
我们要去学习去怎么样去适应。
So that's part of this love that God's talking about.
那当神在说我们的目的是要爱他的同时呢，相对的，等于说我们也有能力。去爱我们的家啊，这个主的家人。
And it so pleases God.
那这样的话也会让神很喜悦。
He said in His Word, when our brothers and sisters dwell together in peace, it's love. He just loves it.
那这个就是诗篇133篇讲的说，看那弟兄姐妹和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
I think you can understand that.
所以这样的我们是可以理解的。
Those of you who have several children.
如果啊，家里面有兄弟姐，有你有好几个孩子。
And when you can see there's a love between them,
当他们彼此相爱的时候
，that brings a joy to you.
不会让你身为父母亲的人心里面非常的安慰吗
？We have, you know, the little ones says nobody's going to hurt my brother.
那这些兄弟姐妹呢，也会彼此保护，说没有人可以去欺负我的弟弟。
And sometimes they even take up for them in front of you.
那有时候呢，都帮自己的兄弟姐妹在父母亲面前啊啊帮他们讲话。
So we see that love.Pleases God.
所以这种爱呢，一样的会让神心里面很高兴。
But now look at the fact that not all of us have that strong faith.
那问题是回归到我们讲的信心，不是每一个人都有这种信心。
Sometimes our faith becomes very weak.
有时候我们的信心是那么的啊弱小。
And so we have to recognize this.
那我们要意识到这一点。
Now, sometimes it can be something within you that has happened in your young life that you don't trust anyone.
有时候可能是因为你在年少的时候呢，因为有一些事情伤害到你，然后你就不太能够信任别人了。
Trust doesn't come easy to you.
要信任啊，这个事情有时候对某些人是不容易的。
And now actually, our spiritual life depends on trust.
问题是我们跟神的关系一定要有非得要有这个信啊信靠信任不可。
So there may have been a battle in your life over this.
这或许呢，真的去确信你的神的话，信靠你的神的话，对你来讲是一个很大的一个征战。
But this is where reading the word, talking to him, meditating on the word draws you closer and closer.
如果你意识到的话，那你就刻意的一定要很用心的。 在他的话语里面扎根，然后呢特别的要跟神有一些对话。
And then he begins answering prayers.
这样就可以靠近他，然后你也会体验到你的祷告被垂听，你体验到神为你所做的事。
Over my long life, I can tell where God healed me.
那在我的这么久的生命当中呢，我体验过神医治我。
I can show you where God took care of me and saw that I had all my needs met.
所有我的生活的需要呢，我也看到神怎么样很奇妙的方法来提供给我。
So maybe if your faith isn't that strong,
或许你的信心你觉得不强。
You need to spend extra time in the Word.
那你就特别要在他的话语上面。
Extra time talking to him.
特别花时间在他的话语，还有呢，跟他对话，对他祷告。
If sometimes you have trouble believing if there is a God, because the world is constantly saying we evolved, there's no God, you know, it's all imagination. And if you have a problem there, because there are some that do.
The situation to the whole the heaven.
Yeah.
他说呢，有时候我们的环境里面，比如说这些学说啊，就是有的科学性的一种学说，就会让我们疑惑啊。那我跟他说，像这种现在这个环境呢，你有时候看到很多不公义的事情，或许我们也会怀疑，到底神在这里吗
？Let me give you a tip.
那我告诉你
，become students of prophecy，
好不好？就成为一个。先知预言的一个学生，好好学习。
God said to Isaiah,
那神对以赛亚
说， He said, I know the end from the beginning.
我从结局到之前到前前后后，我早就知道。
And I will tell you.
那我要告诉你。
So that you won't think it's idols, but that you'll know I am God.
让你会知道说我就是那位真神，我就是神。
And as you begin to read God's word and see where he promised this and said, this is going to happen. And we see that it happens. History tells us it happens. The word of God shows it happens. We can see it time after time after time.
你可以从历史上面来注意关注到这些先知所说的话一个一个都应验了，那你就对这个神就更有确信了。
Peter said when he saw on the Mount of Transfiguration, he saw Moses, he saw Elijah.He was there. He was excited. It was thrilling.
那彼得呢？他曾经在这个耶稣变貌时候看到以利亚跟摩西。
He was an eyewitness.
他是亲眼见到的。
But you know what he said?
但是
I was there. He was there. But there's one thing too, and that is that sure is the word of prophecy.
那但是呢，彼得说有更确定的，就是。先知的预言
Learn to please him.
我们学习怎么样来讨他的心。
We're in the dressing room of heaven.
我们是在一个好像在后台，在准备，在准备要到天堂去，就好像在这里在准备一样。
Let's just say, just suppose, just sort of, you know,
go on, you go.
That Eve did not fall.
我们稍微想象一下，如果那个时候夏娃不犯罪
，and could have said, "Father God, I had a visitor today."
那他可以跟神说呢我今天呢有一个跟我对话的
，it was a serpent，
是一条大蛇。
Do you know he wanted me to eat the fruit that you told me not to eat?
他竟然要我吃你让我们不要吃的这个果子。
And I told him I was not going to obey him, but I'm going to obey you.
我很确定的告诉他说呢，我不会听他的话，我只听神的话。
Because I love you.
因为我爱我的神。
And I know it would have pleased you.
而且呢，我知道我这样做的话会让造我的神。心里面很欣慰，很喜悦。
But Eve could never have said that.
但是问题是夏娃没有这样做。
But you and I can.
你跟我可以这样做。
You and I can face the battles of life.
我们可以，我们已经有这些潜力。
And the hard places.
我们就可以好好的预备好面对，不管是试探或者是为难。
And we could say, you know, but Lord, that Satan wanted me to fall. This is what happened. But by the grace of God, because I love you.
我们可以跟我们的神讲
because,
跟夏娃不一样，我们可以跟他说神啊，我没有这样子，因为我爱你。你给我的能力
I didn't do it.
即使你给我自由选择的这样的一个权利， 可是我宁可听你的。
Now wait a minute, what can hinder us that we can see that we're not really trusting and pleasing God?
那什么会让我们意识到我没有真的信靠他呢？
We see that this one thing, or several things, sorry, but one of them that you and I have some trouble with, and that is worrying.
那当你在忧虑的时候就是这个情况。
When you worry,
当你忧虑的时候
you are acting as if God does not exist.
你的表现等于是在表态说神不在这里。
You're acting as if it depends on you.
你的表现是说我都是靠着我自己。
It depends on circumstances, no.
或许我靠我自己，或许我靠着环境。
You forget that there's 7,000 promises in the Bible that God has promised to take care of us.
我们没有记得说圣经里面有7000多个这个应许是让我们去领受的。
When you worry, it's like we do not have a heavenly father.
当你忧虑的时候，等于说在告诉人家说我的天父不在，我没有天父。
Acting like an orphan.
就好像一个孤儿。
So remember, faith is the fruit of giving God pleasure.
记得，当我们说我们有信心的时候，我们一定要懂得怎么去爱我们的神。
And there's another thing we have a problem with.
另外一个问题。
This is the last thing.
最后一个问题。
It's our unbelief because what? Because God doesn't answer our prayers.
那我们呢因为神没有回应向我们要的祷告的时候，我们会信心会软弱。
I prayed and prayed, but he didn't answer.
我祷告，我一直祷告，可是他就是没有回应我。
Something inside of us like a spoiled child. Why didn't he hear me? Why didn't he answer? He said,
为什么他不回应我？有时候是说他不答应我，或者他不回应我，像一个孩子一样。
So then we get very upset with God.
那这样的话，我们就会对神有一种不舒服。
My dear brothers and sisters, God is not a Santa Claus.
记得，我们的神不是所谓的圣诞老公公。
He's not something that's at our beg and what we want something.
不是，好像那个阿拉丁神灯，说你要他就来。
God is there to the greatest desire he has is to get us to heaven.
那他的最大对我们的关注是让我们可以好好的到天堂。
He knows what's best for us.
他知道什么对我们是最好的。
He knows how to work in our lives to make us stronger.
他知道怎么样经过我们的生命的过程，让我们可以越来越刚强。
He knows when it's time to answer the prayer.
他也知道他的时间，他回应我们的时间什么时候最好。
He knows when we have to recognize that he has people to deal with and circumstances to even answer our prayer.
那他也要他当他听我们祷告的时候，他也要面对一些其他的环境人他所爱的一些其他的人这些都要彼此要互相配合。
Don't let Satan use this on you.
不要让魔鬼来利用我们。
I can speak from experience. I've failed in this area.
那这个方面呢，我可是失败过好几次。不要让魔鬼来骗我们。
I wanted to work. Why aren't you here, God? Why aren't you here?
为什么神你为什么会这样不听呢？
We get our beatings from that. We recognize that it doesn't do us any good spiritually, and it hurts our faith. And then we have to come crying and pleading and asking God.
我们要避免这些质疑，避免这种好像觉得我们对神很失望哈，因为这些的话，事实上是让我们受亏损。
So let's remember tonight.
让我们记得
God made us for His pleasure.
神造我们第一个目的是让我们可以讨他的喜悦。
He wants us to be a part of His family eternally.
他很高兴我们成为他永恒里面的这个家人。
If we only really could see,
如果我们真的知道
what He has made in eternity for us,
看到他怎么样让我们可以享受分享他的永生，
we would look at the things of life as nothing but trash.
那这样的话就会好像看到其他的，想到永生，看到其他都是粪土，都是垃圾。
These things we want, money that we get begin to get desire for the things of life, because he said that's a problem.
那些你在争的，那些你在要的，这些都不像垃圾一样。
But one step into eternity,
当你进入真正的永恒的时候，
and we recognize what we left behind was nothing but junk.
你所留下来丢下丢就是你带不走这些呢，根本就是像保罗说的粪土或是垃圾。
God bless you tonight.
神赐福每一位。
I appreciate I appreciate, I'm sorry, I'm a long-winded preacher. I try to tell Mrs. Shi, but anyhow, I trust that God can use what I've said tonight. And please get hold by faith. Become a person that is known. She's a woman and he's a man of faith in God.
那我们要成为那个有信心的 不管是弟兄或姐妹, 啊, 其实我讲的有点长, it's not because I need to translate for you. 其他的时间是有一半时间是在翻译, 所以他有点赶, 啊, 我们刚才有提到说呢, 或许这些是一些我们都知道的, 啊, 那些经节我们很熟, 讲的这个想法也是都知道, 问题是今天晚上, 我们有没有一个新的, 一个眼界, 跟新的领受, 这个很重要, 不是对人的话, 是对神的话, 要有一个, 虽然是以前是旧的, 可是仍是新的, 这样的一个神的一感动, 或光照在我们的心里面, 这是很重要的, 哈。
Well, the Lord bless you and keep you.
神赐福。